James, fantastic to see you here in Gunnedah as part of the experience of being the Western Province under-17s coach. It's a little bit different now that they've merged the sides, and great challenges as part of being a country coach, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I think it's a good idea because we did struggle competing with the metropolitan team, and it's a pathways competition. Players have obviously got to step up in class, talent out here in the country areas. Combining the three zones together for this province side is going to make it a lot tougher to get into, so I'm hoping the standard's going to pick up as well.
Well, I think that's the whole point, and they've kept the integrity of the under-15, so at least the kids have maybe 1 or 2 years of being able to get used to the training, and then they can move in and really say, well, righto, we're going to have to make a big, big effort to get into the bigger team.
It's a terrific pathway for the regional kids. I think they've got it right here. I think the regional teams need to be more competitive with the Brisbans and the Melbournes and the Sydney team. I think we will do that. Judging from what I've seen today, there's some pretty talented kids here.
And I think that's a great challenge for the country boys compared to the city boys, is you may meet once every 2 months or whatever, and that's going to come down to how good the individual player is and how hungry they want to get to the prize, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, as you know, there's nothing like playing for the country boys. Even through the Eagles thing, if they weren't a genuine country boy, they really took pride in being part of New South Wales country by the end of it. And there's a certain pride about New South Wales country, and these blokes all buy into it here. They grow up with it. So to get these kids like this is going to be good. They'll be chomping at the bit to have a crack at these metropolitan kids. Particularly, they'll be a little bit stronger talent-wise. So I think it'll be good. It's forming as a good pathway for them.
Well, I think that's the exciting thing for you as being part of the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles, is that you've not only got Mick Burgess up here who's going to look after Eastern Province, and now you've got control of the Western Province. And we're looking really at the vision at 5 or 6 years' time for a big slab of these players to hopefully move through and be part of the franchise experience that is the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles.
I don't think this is by accident how it's happening. It's sort of dovetailing well. And Benny Whittaker, when he first started the junior gold and then the NRC was muted, it just formed him perfectly. And, I'm waiting for the day when we can have genuine country kids playing for the CSU Country Eagles. You know, if we can pick 5 or 6 kids who are genuinely living out in the country and playing for the Cockatoos and for the Eagles, that'll be fantastic. And judging from what I've seen of the talent, there's no reason why we can't.
What about the first 2 years of the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles? You know, that's been fantastic online. You can go to the website there, nswcountryeagles.com. But have you seen it? You've certainly achieved your goals of going to different places. Lismore, of course, this year you went to Tamworth and Bathurst, Dubbo, of course, as well, and you had the semis in Gosford. It's one of those big challenges for this tournament and the Bill Cook Cup overall, is to try and make the teams profitable. Have you seen that, or is it just something where the investors are saying, look, we love the game, we can cop it sweet for a while, and part of the deal is that the inspiration will come, as we're seeing, not only through the team, but also through the junior gold in the future, that this will become a massive, massive team?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to make $1 million. The AAU and our investors are very keen. Biasly, I think the Country Eagles are the guiding ship of the NRC. Like, we have taken the game to areas that it hasn't been to for a long time, and we're going to continue to do that. It has come at a cost. You look at the costs and the benefits, and I think the benefits outweigh what the costs have done. And Bill Pulver's been to most of those games, which has been fantastic, and he's been raving about it. Whether we continue that, I think when the popularity of the competition increases, I think it will enable us to do that, because there'll be more money in the game to do that. It's going to grow and grow in the country areas, and we are committed to keep going to the country areas, so we'll continue to do that.
With the likes of CSU Elders, also Crop Care jumping on board, but you're doing some charity stuff through the Country Education Mob as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we team up with the Country Education Fund, which is a fund that assists people who don't have the opportunity to go to university. So we support that foundation that work with those kids. And there's a number of universities across Australia that support that as well, that they go to. So kids out here in the country who have aspirations to go to university, we might be able to help in some small way.
What is the big thing we need now for the Eagles? Is it better support as far as advertising on television? More free-to-air games? Because, of course, Fox Sports had one game every Thursday night, and all the rest of the stuff was on foxsports.com.au, but News Limited did pay a sling to the game to put those games on. You'd love to see the players out a little bit earlier in the week, and you'd love to see more stuff. And it's interesting that cricket hasn't done something like having a country team in the Big Bash, but the Eagles are 2 years ahead of every other sport.
The things that need to be done, I think, is more publicity. And I'd love to see free-to-air TV. I realise that there's, Fox Sports pay a fair bit of wedge to do that, so that they get a little bit of control over that.
Yeah.
But I think it's imperative that we do get some presence on free-to-air TV, because we need to promote the games more. We need to have more opportunities for players. And you say you know we'd love to get them out earlier. Well, we would like to do that, but you know the ones that we have, you know, they've got jobs that they have to work to, and then they've got families and so forth. So if the finance is there for them to be able to do that, well, that would be ideal. And I'm sure that will come. You know, you look at things like the ITM Cup in New Zealand. They crawl before they walk, and you know they're quite well settled now. You know, 5 or 6 years' time, I can see the NRC doing the same thing, and it will be the vision of the AU to make sure those players get out there and use it to promote rugby.